The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
You're saving and investing to prepare for retirement, and that's great. But many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what is hiding in their investment portfolio. We're with Jay Peroni. My name's Tom Levine. Jay, how are you today?
Doing great, Tom. Been talking to a lot of our listeners all over the country this past week. I spoke with Terry in Georgia. She had listened to the show over the weekend and was feeling a little convicted about her portfolio. She wants to honor the Lord with her money. She's been with her advisor for over 13 years, but being biblically responsible is important to her. We're in the process right now of screening and cleaning her portfolio. Also got the pleasure of speaking to Pastor John in California. His church has a ministry fund that they want to be biblically responsible as well. They want to get some good returns and do so in a faithful manner. So we're setting up a church fund for them, helping them to grow the kingdom and do so in a faithful manner as well. And then also this week, I spoke with Victor in Tennessee. He's looking to retire in about 4 months, wants a three-part plan. And that three parts are: he wants some growth, he wants some income for life, and he wants to have a ministry giving plan. So this is just a sample of some of our listeners across the country that are tuning into the show and looking to put Christ first in their finances.
You know, I love the audience to Christian radio and family talk. And I think it's the 20% of the church that does 80% of the work, those proverbial people. And I know that a lot of them are in leadership positions with churches and also organizations like pro-life organizations and so forth. And so do you treat organizations differently than you do the average individual portfolio?
We have to a little bit because, you know, if you look at individuals, you know, they're planning for retirement. They could be 60, 65, and maybe they need the money to last 30, 40 years or maybe longer. But for institutions, we do a lot of work for ministries and churches. It's totally different because they could have some short-term needs where maybe they're building a new building, or maybe they've got a ministry and they may need access to some of the funds down the road, but some of it may be for many generations to come. So it really depends on the organization, but it is managed a little bit differently, more from a institutional perspective, less on the individual emphasis and more on the long-term vision of that organization.
The website is faithandretirement.com. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can give Jay a call. He's very accessible at 800-270-7310. Call Jay and the team and just say, I need to have a quick chat about our family finances. And be sure to leave your name and phone number. There's no obligation. Doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions. And don't forget to go to the website and download your free book. Jay, I read your great email market update for May. And when I was reading it, I noticed you wrote about a May surge and three reasons for people to be optimistic for the rest of 2024. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, May was a great month for the market after we had such a subpar April. Was the first down month for the year. And we're getting into that seasonally strong time of the year where stocks tend to melt higher. You get a lot of people that are just optimistic about the summer months, vacations. So the markets tend to just gravitate a little bit higher during the summer months. Traditionally, that market strength is going to last into June and July. Particularly if you've got a good month like May, the markets for the most part were up. We had the S&P was up almost 5%, the Dow up 2%, and NASDAQ was the biggest of the three, up almost 7%. And what's intriguing during what I call this May surge is that the markets actually became more concentrated with fewer stocks advancing. And I always say that this is the type of market where you want to have a good money manager, because if you're just buying the indexes, for example, the S&P 500, there's 500 companies, and there's a lot of garbage in there. Dirty companies, ones that fail our biblical screens, but also a lot of companies that just aren't very good financially either. And what we're seeing here in this market is the haves and have-nots. And we saw that in 2023. And an example of this is last year, the S&P 500 was up nearly 27%. But a lot of people don't realize that most of that return came from the 10 largest companies, the Apples, the Googles. They represent right now about one-third of the index return. And in 2023, the S&P, which if we equally weighted those 500 companies, would have only been up about 13%, so about half of the index. We're seeing that same story here in 2024, where the S&P for the year is up around 11%, but the equal weighted index is up just 5.5%. Again, about half of the market cap weighted index. So right now, we're seeing very much a very top-heavy market. How can you beat that? Well, our team, we look at over 6,000 stocks daily. And over the weekend, I was looking at our top 5% of our universe. So we take 6,000, we zero in on the top 300 companies to see how are they doing compared to the markets. Now, get this, Tom, our top 10 stocks this year, this is through the end of May, are up 74% compared to the S&P's 11%. That's significant outperformance. Wow. Our top 15 companies up 51.8%. Our top 20 companies up nearly 45%. And even our top 50 companies up 23% or nearly double the index. So we're finding good opportunities away from those top 10, those bad, ugly companies that fail the moral screens. It just shows you that you don't have to invest in the indices to get good returns. You can do it in a biblically responsible fashion and get good returns.
You know, that's interesting. I had thought about this. It took a long time to get here. But thinking about buying into an index, it seems so unwise because it's kind of like buying into the NFL or the National League. So you've got the winning teams, but you're also buying into the losing teams.
You are.
You're buying into the Kansas City Chiefs, but you're also buying into the New England Patriots. Sorry about that. But I know you're a Patriots fan. But, you know, so you get the winning teams and the losing teams, so you're really always guaranteeing yourself mediocrity, right? Or am I wrong about that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way you can look at it. I always look at it like college football is probably a better analogy.
Okay.
You know, if you wanted to find the winning program or at least a team that's going to be competitive for the year, you're going to go to the teams that historically have good programs. You're going to think of Georgia. You're going to think of some of the California teams, you know, out that Pete Carroll used to run. You're going to think of Clemson. You're going to think of those big companies, Michigan, Ohio Alabama. State. And if you want to bet on the winners, that's what we like to do with our stock system is we like to find winners and stick with the winners rather than owning a lot of the losers, some of the middle of the pack and some of the winners. We like to focus in on some of the greatest companies in the stock market that are also clean. And that's really what it's about is finding good companies. You don't need hundreds of companies. Our Prey ETF trades on the U.S. Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol PRAY. We own about 60 to 70 companies. We don't need to own 500. We can find good opportunities in smaller batches and really focus in on the good companies in this marketplace.
This is your place for biblically responsible investing. This is Faith and Retirement. We're with Jay Peroni, and you can call Jay at 800-270-7310. You can even call right now and leave a message, ask your questions. This is your place for biblically responsible investing, faithandretirement.com. Jay, there were a lot of big news headlines this past couple of weeks. The markets are relatively stable so far this year. That's despite wars, high interest rates, the upcoming elections. Do you think this is the calm before the storm?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's so much the calm before the storm, but it certainly has been calm. And the markets have been shrugging off the news, as you've seen recently. The first quarter domestic gross domestic product, GDP, was revised lower to 1.3%. Originally, it was supposed to be 1.6%. So we've got some concerns about the economy cooling down faster than expected. We've got the Fed teeter-tottering on, are they going to cut rates, not cut rates. We've got investors waiting on edge for each inflation report. We've got these wars going on. a lot of personal consumption numbers going in the wrong direction. So there's a lot that of forces that are really just factoring in here on the marketplace. And one thing I was looking at too, as I study the markets, I'm a huge, you know, I love to study. What do I do in my free time? I'm reading economic reports, stock reports. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to investing. I really love it. But I was looking at volatility periods, and volatility is simply the ups and downs of the marketplace. And if we look at 2023 and 2024, we've gone about 313 trading sessions without a sell-off of 2% or more.
Wow.
And that is very much a calm market. The last time we had a really good market like this where there weren't a lot of sell-offs was back in 2016 and 2018. It went 351 days. The longest, however, was from 2003 to 2007. There were 949 trading sessions before there was a 2% sell-off. So it's not unrealistic or not part of history where the markets don't have these lulls, where there's not a lot of huge swings up or down. But we are starting to see that there's a lot of complacency in the markets. People just waiting on edge for those numbers, and the market's moving here and there, but not huge drops. And we really haven't had a big correction since last year in October, November. That was the last big correction we had. We had a little bit of one in April, but the markets have been pretty calm here. And I think through the end of the year, they should be pretty calm. 2025 is another story. We'll have to see who gets in the White House and what's happening then and where the economy is. But the markets right now aren't sensing any type of recession or pullback, but we do have to watch those economic numbers that have been coming out very carefully.
Thank you, Jay. Jay is our retirement editor here on Family Talk. You know, the Bible talks about what a good man does. It says in Proverbs chapter 13, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. It matters how you handle your family finances. And whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income or annuities or life insurance, you have questions about that, wealth accumulation, you want to protect your assets during turbulent times before we get there. Stay with us for practical answers you can use today. And don't forget to get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. I was reading that just this week, Jay. Written by my friend, fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Get your free download right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Thank you so much for stopping by, being with us here for today's edition of Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. And Jay, you do so much more for our listeners than just pick good stocks. Sometimes it's hard for me to adequately communicate the breadth and the depth of the services you provide for our Christian families who listen, or even bring it out in my questions. How would you explain it to a listener if you were sitting with them?
Yeah, the best way, Tom, that I describe it is really I bring financial peace and wisdom to my clients. They sleep better at night knowing they have a solid game plan that's biblically sound. We look at all the areas of our clients' financial lives, their income, their assets, their expenses, their giving aspirations, retirement, taxes, legacy planning, and I coordinate those strategies to help them grow and protect what God has placed in each client's care. And I think the best way to describe it, Tom, is that I help my clients to make sure they're protected against life-changing market drawdowns. And we're creating plans to create income for life, combating inflation, minimizing taxes, and equipping them to have a plan that if they need long-term care assistance. So really, it's being that comprehensive, holistic financial planner that can help them with all of their financial questions. I had a guy call me today, a good client of mine. He's thinking of retiring. He said, Jay, if I take Social Security this year, what's it going to look like? If I do part-time work versus full-time, what's it going to look like? I've got clients calling me. Should I pay cash for a car or should I finance it? I'm thinking of, I've got an inheritance from my mom or family. Should I pay off debt or invest for my future? These are the types of questions. I become their financial sounding board so they can get biblical wisdom. I've got 28 years of experience. We use a great program called Retirement Analyzer that can help model various situations, stress test it, say, okay, if this happens, what's it going to look like? If we get another COVID or we get another market crash, what would that do? And we're trying to come up with strategies and solutions for our clients so that they keep God at the center of their plan, but they have a good sense of direction as to, are they heading in the right direction with their investments?
And you've done that for our family. I mean, I feel very free to pick up the phone, not just because we're friends, but you have handled our family finances for quite a while now, and it's been going really well. So thank you for that. So speaking a little bit more about that, huge shifts in the direction of the markets, they don't seem to happen that often. I remember rolling along and then the 1987 flash crash happened. Remember that? And then the start of the Great Recession, 2007, kind of out of nowhere. The recovery afterwards, which I missed the big run-up because I was trying to manage things myself. What signs do you watch for to signal a big change up or down?
Yeah, the biggest thing is to watch. We use a series of algorithms that see which parts of the economy are strongest. And we have two playbooks, so to speak, one for a bull market or a rising market. Those are pretty much pedal to the metal. And then we have a playbook for bear markets where the markets are going down or trending sideways. And we call it tactical asset allocation. It's a combination of playing offense and defense. And we use a number of indicators that will show us when things are starting to slow down. We use heat maps to see where money's flowing, what parts of the world, what asset classes, what sectors. We follow those trends on a daily basis. And it doesn't mean we trade daily, Tom. It means that we're watching very closely and ready to take action as soon as necessary. This is not your mom's buy and hold strategy. We're not going to let your money just go down. That's what a lot of advisors do. They say, hey, just wait, it'll come back. Well, if you're close to retirement, you don't have that time. So we utilize tactical asset management to help have an active approach, try to grow and protect our clients' life savings, and go to defense when times look very dicey.
If you want to learn more about Jay, the best place to do that is the website faithandretirement.com. It's a great organization that he belongs to, and it's an entire team that you can trust. You can email Jay at the letter J and then Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And Jay, is it better for families to keep their retirement funds in big Wall Street firms? Your firm, Faith Investor Services, is independent. So what are the differences really?
Yeah, the biggest differences are a lot of these firms, you know, you're part of a number, you know, if I'm being honest here, where they say they give personalized advice, but I've worked for some of these bigger firms and they really care a lot more about their shareholders and the corporate culture. And there's a lot more considerations. And I always say you don't want to be a number. I personally work with about 80 to 100 families across the country. I get to know my clients, what they like, what they don't like, what their goals, dreams, and aspirations are. What are the most important things to them? I help them create biblically sound plans so that their money matches their Christian faith. Many of the larger Wall Street firms care more about making money, and they often neglect to consider the ethical impact we as Christians can make if we pool our funds together. And there's a great quote that I've always cling to, and it says, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." We can all sit back and complain about how bad the world is, how bad things are falling apart. But if we don't take action, we can often be part of the problem rather than the solution. And that's one of the things that we focus on at Faith Investor Services. We empower our clients to be part of the solution, investing in a way that fights evil and glorifies God with where we invest. And a lot of the bigger firms, they don't focus on biblically responsible investing. They're just trying to get the best return. We're trying to get great returns, but do so with great companies that line up with our Christian faith. Big difference.
Yeah, and I want to get wise counsel from somebody I know, who somebody I know shares the same values that I do, biblical values. Jay, in the news, factory orders are down. The U.S. manufacturing data showed some weakness this past month, and in the Middle East, OPEC said that they've decided to keep limitations on the supplies of oil heading into 2025. So what about news headlines? What effect is that going to have on Christian families here?
Yeah, we're seeing the signs everywhere that inflation's sticky. It's not going away anytime soon. And most of it is due to the elevated energy prices. And with supply going to be restrained here into 2025, we can expect oil prices and energy prices to continue to be inflated. And that is going to make inflation stick around probably longer than any of us want to. And if you think about it, it's because it takes fuel to ship products around the country and the world. So anytime energy prices are high, you get inflation across the board. And we're also seeing signs that consumers are slowing down on spending, especially big ticket items. We talked about that a few shows ago. And we're seeing other retailers starting to feel the heat from bargain hunters too. There were some recent reports, Target, McDonald's, and several others have cut prices as shoppers become more selective about spending as budgets are getting squeezed. So right now is a great time to be on guard for a shift in the markets. I don't think we've reached the peak quite yet, but I do think over the next 12 months or so, we're going to see the market start to top out, and we could have some hard times in the near future. You look at government spending's out of control. There's got to be something done about that. Consumers are feeling the pinch. It's still okay to be investing right now. I think it's a great opportunity, but time is becoming more limited, and we're starting to see some signs that consumers are getting exhausted, which could trickle into our economy because, after all, about 70% of our GDP here in the U.S., our economy, is based on consumer spending.
Have you gotten your free download book yet? Jay Peroni's written a book called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, and you can get your free download right now. Jay, you've touched on this a little bit today, but how do you make business personal? How do you get to know our listeners and really know what they need?
Yeah, it starts with the end in mind, Tom. I always like to focus on what is the end goal? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What's most important to our clients? You know, what hobbies do they have? What do they picture themselves doing when they're no longer collecting a paycheck? Are they volunteering for mission work? Are they traveling? What are they doing? Because when they stop working, we got to figure out what is this lifestyle going to cost? Where do we take the funds from? How do we lower taxes? Should we convert to Roth IRAs? How should the assets be positioned? And we create a roadmap. And that's really where our retirement analyzer program is so brilliant. We take a person's income sources, their pensions, rental, business income, part-time income. We put their monthly expenses in, both fixed, mortgages, car payments, some of their variable expenses, travel, giving, leisure, hobbies, fun, etc. Then we look at what they've saved. And we create a map with 3 different buckets. We have an emergency fund for their short-term goals. We have growth. This is going to be for inflation and tax protection, things like stocks, bonds, commodities, gold, silver. We call it the risk bucket. Then we look for a protected bucket. This is going to be protected against market drawdowns. We create that income for life, income that our clients can outlive. So once we add all of this information into our retirement analyzer software, within minutes, we can model various scenarios. If you're looking to retire at 68, maybe it's 70, or maybe you're going to take Social Security now or later. We can convert some of this to tax-free income. Maybe we're looking at more guaranteed income. We can model various situations to their personal situation. So all of this information is so critical because things change, right? You know, each day, the markets are changing, tax laws are changing, estate laws, maybe their personal situation is changing. I always like to say it's like a GPS. If you're programming from here to Florida and there's road construction, you can get remapped. And that's what we like to do with our financial planning, create it and then adjust throughout their lifetime.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to have you with us. And Jay is our financial editor here at Faith in Retirement. Thank you so much for listening today. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.